I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We're so grateful that you are listening in today and hope that you enjoy what you hear. We have a special treat in store for you today. We've been having a lot of fun with our weekly winning resource. We send that out to you every Sunday about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You get your email that has your weekly winning word and your weekly winning quote and all the fun things to keep you focused on your goals and dreams during the week. And this week's weekly winning word is leader. So when you get that resource in your email this afternoon, you're going to see the word leader and what that means and how you can apply those qualities to your life in order to be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And that's exactly what we want to do with I've Decided. We want to help you achieve and be successful in whatever it is that you set out to do. If you haven't joined our community, we want to encourage you to do so now. We want you to get signed up and get those weekly winning resources in your inbox and all of the information and resources and tools that we can provide you for your success. You can do that at ivedecided.org. We'd love to have you join our community, so check that out. So as we talk about our weekly winning word, leader, and I was toying around, okay, so who would be a great guest for this show? And I come up with a lot of people that I think are great leaders, that's for sure. But it makes sense to me. I've been doing the I've Decided radio show now for over a couple years, working with Alpha Media Studio, and really hold them in high regard. I think they're a great organization, and was meeting with their general manager, Mike Wild, last week, actually just talking about projects and things that dreaming and ideas. And I thought, well, gosh, what better person to have on the show to talk about leader or leadership than the general manager of Alpha Media Studio. So that's who we have with me today, chatting it up for the next half hour or so, Mike Wild.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So happy to have you here. And, you know, we started talking before we actually even started recording this show just about what's going on in the radio world and how long you've been doing this and, you know, what does it mean to be a leader of a radio station? And one of the things that you said to me, which I find absolutely amazing, is that you've been doing this since you've been working in radio since you were 15 years old?
Yeah, pretty amazing, huh?
That is amazing. So how did that happen?
Well, that's a kind of a long story. I'll try to shorten it. My dad was an English teacher in Logansport, Indiana, and wanted me to be a part of the speech team, which was run by one of the other guys in the English department, one of the other teachers. And he put me in extemporaneous speaking, and I hated it. I said, Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. And so the speech team coach said, well, you know, we got radio broadcasting. Why don't you try that? And among the things that that you had to do, not only go to speech team competition and read newscasts and all of that kind of thing, but they also had a deal with a local radio station where I came from, Logansport, Indiana, where the speech team is responsible for a 5-minute show. Back then, we recorded it on cassette tape. And it was with all the coaches that were not what they at the time, they called it non-revenue sports coaches. So it was the swim coach, it was the volleyball coach, the wrestling coach, you know, whatever it is. And so we'd do these interviews, and they would play them on the local radio station just before they did the play-by-play of the high school football and basketball games. So kind of made sense. It's one sport leading into another one, and it gave kids from the speech team the opportunity to actually have real-life experience on the radio. Well, I did that for a season. And at the end of it, the radio station asked me if I wanted to work part-time. I'm 15 years old and a freshman in high school. And I said yes, and so here I am.
That is amazing. And it's so funny. We were talking about this, too. There's something about this velvety voice that the radio guys have, and you have it. So I can see why
they... maybe I don't know. People say that. I don't always view myself that way. But you are your own worst critic. Being on the air, I will say that.
Yeah, and I know you definitely do have that voice, and I can see why they probably said, "Hey, we want to hire you." So you started working for this radio station, and you were 15 years old. And I think when we speak about being a leader, don't you think experience is something that comes to mind when you look at looking at a leader, someone who has a lot of years of experience?
Yes, I do. And there's some asterisks to that. In my particular case, it certainly has helped me that I'm a rare breed of managers that actually came out of the programming side. I spent a lot of time in sales, where a lot of managers come from. But I've learned, I did some engineering, I did a lot of sports play-by-play, I did a lot of on-air when I was younger, got more into sales than the business side, and eventually became a manager in my, my late 20s sometime. And for the most part, I actually did, while I was managing stations, I was also an on-air talent for Purdue, for the Purdue Boilermakers on the Purdue radio network, and actually ran the Purdue network, the IU network, and the Illinois network for several years too. So I had that experience. And with Purdue, I traveled with the team for about 11 years, and we were on about 50 stations around the state. So I did play-by-play and color commentary
How
and stuff
cool
like that.
That?
So that, yeah, it's really
Maybe
cool.
Maybe people
too.
Don't realize that. Yeah. There's a little inside information.
Right,
there.
Right, exactly. so I had that experience to kind of rely back on too. But then, for the most part, after getting into management, and eventually that led to ownership. For a while, I owned with a group of investors the group of stations that we have here. Eventually sold them to the company that I now work for, and I'm back to being an employee for just managing the stations for the group that we sold to. But so through that period of time, I'm probably pretty fortunate compared to most people that I've had all of the different opportunities in this business, and I've done about everything that you can do. So does experience matter? Very much so, because I have that basis and that basis of understanding, whereas a lot of managers really can't speak the language of their on-air talent. And, you got an issue with the morning show and you really don't understand what they're going through. So it's really kind of hard for you to see things in through their eyes. Well, I have the ability to do that. But that said, I think experience could be very dangerous. We one of the things that, we talk about here is there's a huge difference between somebody that has 20 years of experience and somebody who's done the same year 20 times.
Yeah.
And change and growth is so critical. In my case, you've got, somewhere in a, general broad vicinity of close to 40 years of experience in this business, right? Well, I have 39 of them may not matter.
That's what you said. Years of experience, 39 don't matter.
Everything changes so fast. And so I think the real challenge is, let that experience work for you. But at the end of the day, if you're not making yourself relevant, and in some cases that means you really got to fight to do that. It's a challenge to make sure that you not only stay relevant, but stay, put yourself in a position to continue to grow, not only individually, but grow your business, grow the company, and grow the people that work for you, and that work with you. If you don't do that, I think that you're in danger of kind of becoming extinct. And that, I know it sounds kind of cliche-ish, but at the end of the day, I think most healthy businesses have to admit that probably is true.
I would agree, Mike. I really would. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and I am talking to the general manager of Alpha Media Studio today, Mike Wild. And our weekly winning word is leader. And so I thought Mike would just be a great person to share his experience of leading and being the general manager of the station that airs our I've Decided radio show. And he was just exchanging about his experience and how it's so important to be relevant. All right. So I know when it comes to being a good leader, you probably got to have a set of principles or values that you kind of are instilled in you, Mike, to put out to your team. Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah. I mean, yes, you're right. And I think that it is very important. you know, we have several things that we kind of focus on. We have a set of culture principles, as an example. And there's a number of things that we kind of rely on. You want me to tell you what our culture principles are?
Yeah,
I'll walk you through if you want.
I got my pen in hand. I'd love to hear. Yeah.
So there, I mean, there's seven key points to what we focus on all the time, and this is something that we recurringly review with our people. It's part of a onboarding process for new people, and I find that every 3, 4, 5 months or so, you know, we try to do every couple of months full staff meetings and get everybody together and have some fun, and that type, you know, a lot of times it's over pizzas and that type of thing too, but there's usually, you know, business things to discuss as well, and organizational type issues and that type of thing that we might want to go over, but every once in a while in those we'll go over some of the key things that we rely on. The culture principles are one of them, and these are things that you know, for the most part, we established these about 2 decades ago, literally, we feel very strongly about making sure that we're guided by these things. So in broad strokes, the first one is, we expect you to make the right call about 85 to 90% of the time. And the point of that is, if you're making the right call 100% of the time and always doing everything right, you're probably not really venturing outside your box very much. And you're probably not trying enough things, not experimenting enough. That's, in my view, not healthy. I mean, you learn things by making mistakes. We don't learn a whole lot by doing things right all the time. You know, we learn by booting stuff, right?
That's right.
So we say, you know, make the right call, do the right thing about 85, or not do the right thing, make the right call about 85 or 90% of the time. Now, by the way, that doesn't apply to processes and systems. We don't expect payroll of all of our people
to
be
employees only, would probably not yeah. appreciate their payroll being correct 85% of the time.
Right, exactly.
So that applies to everybody but accounting.
Right, exactly. So,
well, HR people, you cannot make mistakes.
Right. Well, it really applies to everybody too.
No,
it's you can't turn in your vacation request only 85% of that. I mean, you know, there are some things. Come on, guys. You know, do
sure,
the system.
Sure.
You know, but the
There's
subjective
room for
stuff
mistakes.
That we're trying to do.
All you're
right,
saying
right.
is we expect that people are not perfect.
Right.
And you
absolutely.
Are going to make mistakes. And if you are being perfect, then you're obviously it's too easy for you. You're not pushing yourself.
We're not,
outside
and
of your
and we're not pushing the organization and trying new things to try to you know, figure out ways that we can better improve our position.
And that fits for anyone who's listening, right? That fits for
absolutely.
Anyone who's going after their goals. If
right.
you're perfect all the time, you need to try something new.
Right.
It's too comfortable. Good
so
one.
You're going to make some mistakes, right?
Yep.
So that comes to the second culture principle that we have, is we expect you to make mistakes. But when you do, we ask two things. Number one, tell us about it. Because we can solve most problems, but we can't solve a problem if we don't know that it exists.
Right.
So, you know, just come clean. Let's be transparent. Just let us know. And don't make the same mistake again as the second thing we ask. Just learn from it. And that kind of leads into the third culture principle, is that nobody here in our organization gets in trouble for making mistakes. You get in, well, okay, unless they're... You're trying to sabotage the company, and we don't have people trying to do that. Luckily, we're blessed with some really, really quality
sure.
people in Alpha. We have 7 radio stations, and you know, it's about 65 or 70 people that are kind of
the
roam the hallways
around
here
all the time. I've
right.
been coming in here for over a couple years, and I see the same people.
We have a lot of tenured people,
yes.
which I think speaks well for the organization, and you know, hopefully that's a sign that generally people are happy and, you know, satisfied, and we have really quality
well and
people.
Not to stroke your ego, Mike, because this is not what this show is about, to necessarily sit here and stroke your ego as a general manager, but success does come from the top.
Well, I mean,
and a
I
good
do,
leader, if they're doing a good job, their team's going to do a good job. So
yeah, I think that's right.
That.
I'm not, you know, certainly looking at the accolades, you know, that for that myself either, but you're right, not just me, but the rest of our department managers, we
mm-hmm.
talk about the same thing. Every organization eventually takes on the personality of its leader.
That's right.
You know, I'd like to think that I have a little bit to do with that, but at the end of the day, it's not me. It's everybody else that makes this stuff happen. Yeah, you kind of got to give people the right platform for success and make sure that you give them the tools that they need to succeed. But if you're hiring good people, it's them that's got to actually make that happen. But the point in number three there is, nobody gets in trouble for making mistakes unless, of course, they're malicious or intentional or something like that. But we truly don't find that.
A genuine mistake is forgiven.
Right. Now, you get in trouble for making recurring mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's where we start to, you know, it's about the fifth time we have to have the same conversation. I'm kind of, okay, I'm going to start getting a little testy here. Right. You know, we've talked about this before. So let's don't do that. Number four is do what you agreed to do. If we leave a meeting and the group has decided this is what we're going to do and you have a part of that, if you find out that you can't do what you need to do, come back and tell the group. Don't let us expect that you are doing your part of what we discussed and everybody else is counting on you to do that. You may have found out a legitimate reason that you can't, but you got to communicate that back to us. So either do what you agreed to do or come back and talk to the group and modify our expectations and let us know, hey, guys, I tried, ran into a roadblock. We're not going to be able to do this, so we need to retool. And that's fine. I, you know, totally get that. But don't leave us expecting that something's going to happen only to be disappointed and everybody else's work is all for naught because you didn't communicate that.
Don't you think that's somewhat of integrity? Integrity really is doing what you say you're going to do.
It is. That's
so just
right.
Work with integrity. If you right. say you're going to do something, do it.
Right.
And
right.
if you can't do it, let somebody know.
Right. And that kind of touches on number five, which at the end of the day is no surprises, full disclosure. You know, we want you to be quick to convey bad news. We don't like bad news, but the truth is you're always going to have problems to solve. And as managers, that's part of our job. If there weren't problems to solve, some of us would be unnecessary, right? So
if they didn't have any right. problems, they may not need your leadership, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, but you know, as long as we know about, we can solve most problems or deal with them in some way, shape, or form. But if you sweep it under the rug, it's always going to come back worse than if you just let us know up front, right? So don't let us find out bad news from a different source, and don't wait to convey that. No surprises, full disclosure. The sixth thing is, and I feel really strongly about this, Kim, this is kind of different, but we always err on the side of our people. And I'm not saying there's not a lot of other businesses that from a principal standpoint, wouldn't do the same thing. But most of the time, if there's an issue, it's usually pretty clear cut. Either we messed something up, and we make mistakes as a company all the time.
Sure.
Either we messed something up or the employee messed something up. And usually it's fairly clear cut. But when it's not, where there's any ambiguity, our pledge to our people has always been, you will break ties. We always err on the side of our people. So if there is any ambiguity to whether it's our fault or it's all or your fault or whatever, we always err on the side of our people and give our people the benefit of the doubt on that. And it doesn't happen all that often, but there have been a handful of cases that I could think of in the last 10 years, maybe, where it's been really important that we stick to what we've said about that. And I can tell you, I don't think we have ever violated that rule. And I'd be horrified if I thought we had, because we've pledged that to our people for years. And I think that's very important. They've got to know that if, you know, their effort is, rowing in the same direction as ours and all that kind of thing, that that we're going to be on their side.
They got to know you care.
And they, and,
what's
and
the old saying?
Yeah.
No one cares what you know unless they know that you care.
Right,
and
exactly.
I think in that perspective, when you're air on the side of your people, you show them that they matter to you.
Right.
They really care to you, that you really care about them. They're the ones that you got to be with and right. support. So I think that's great.
Yeah. And the last thing is just talking, it's a culture rule about changes and making sure that we are actually in that mentality of continue to make changes to move forward. We don't think that success is about not having problems to solve. Like I said, you will always have problems to solve. Success to me is kind of making sure that you're not solving the same problems today that you were trying to solve 6 months ago.
Say that one more time.
So we tell our people that all the time. It's like, you're not judged by having problems to solve. You're going to have problems to solve. You're going to be judged if you're trying to solve the same problems today that you were trying to solve 6 months ago.
Got it. Right.
Or a year ago or whatever. You know, whatever. So in other words, are we making progress? Are we actually... are we moving the ball up? You know, I came up as a former sports announcer. I use sports analogies sometimes.
Sure.
So are we moving the ball upfield? Are we making progress? You know, we want to see incremental growth and change and we want to see things progress. You don't have to build Rome in a day, to be cliche-ish again, but But we want to know that there's incremental progress being made, and it's we're all kind of pulling in the same direction.
I love it. That is, those are very, very, very good principles. Seven key principles that you just went over with us. And I agree with all those, Mike. That's really amazing. And you're not letting me down. This is so great having you here talking about our weekly winning word, leader. And I think you are a great leader. My experience at Alpha Media, and again, I'm not just saying this. I've been on doing our radio show here, and I've done other advertising with you guys through small business. It's only been great experiences. And even most recently, my sales guy retired, and I got a new sales rep.
Right, and Charlie.
Charlie retired. And but, you know, we've become friends. Like,
right,
it's amazing. Over the years, you just become friends. I've gotten to know Charlie's family, and thanks to social media, we see grandkid pictures, and
right. You
kind of become like friends. But he's retired, and then, of course, Ashley's our new rep, and she's great, you know, and another
great. Yeah, she sure is.
She really is another great person, and has just been my experience. And I do. I fully believe that success starts at the top. And but I've also heard, and I'd love to hear some feedback from you on this as well, as, you know, everybody's a leader. Somebody's always watching. When we speak about being a leader, sure, it makes sense that you have a title of a leader. You're the general manager of a big studio, of a radio station, seven radio stations.
Right.
You got a huge staff, lots of people that you're leading. And so there's no doubt when someone meets you, their mind's going to go, yep, that guy, he's a leader. He's the general manager. But, you know, we're all leaders, don't you think, to some degree?
Yeah. And everybody has some level of leadership that they have to kind of at least put themselves in a position to be thinking that way. Regardless of your job description, you know, we actually try to have as flat an organization as we can. And while I absolutely encourage managers to be good leaders and so forth, we look for that from throughout the organization. You know, we want ideation at all levels, and we want everybody to take some ownership. I think absolutely, Kim.
Everybody's a leader. And that's what we're talking about today. Our weekly winning word is leader, and you'll be getting your weekly winning resource in your email box this afternoon about 5 p.m. with all that information. If you have not signed up or joined our community so that you can participate, we'd love to have you join us. You can do that at ivedecided.org. Join our community and get on, you know, with achieving your goals and your dreams, whatever that might be, because that's what we want to help you do. We want you to be successful. And I'm just really enjoying the conversation that I'm having with Mike Wild, the general manager of Alpha Media Studio. And before we wrap up the show, I'd love to hear, you know, just some tips, some pointers. Mike, I mean, you guys work in radio and you hear all this stuff about journalism and news. And how do you keep it fresh? How do you, in this day and age with all this information, and you said, like you said, things have changed so drastically. Do you have anything specific that you do to keep it fresh and moving forward? And
I wouldn't even know where to start, because the answer is there's a multitude of things that we do, and certainly our industry continues to change. Media is growing, and media consumption is growing tremendously. Interestingly, you know, we get questions all the time. Well, is satellite radio negatively impacting what you guys says? No, it's really not at all. In fact, radio as a medium grew a little bit again last year. And as a medium, radio has become the biggest reach medium in America. We've surpassed television as the biggest reach medium in America.
Yeah, you can listen while you work.
Well, you can do that. And exactly. But we are all impacted by digital media, whether it's social media or the continuing growth of any number of mobile and online platforms. That's changing our business dramatically. One of the things, in fact, I'm very proud of this with our organization. We got way ahead of that in about 2008, 2009. And it wasn't necessarily on our brands. I mean, we do have apps for all of our stations, so you can listen online, you can listen on a web page, we have mobile apps, and there's so much about the digital world in terms of our product, and the more we get into podcasting and things like that, the more it makes our world fun but more complex, and actually I think that's all good. But remember, we're also a business operation and represent clients, and so a lot of our challenge is on the client side, and that's I think we really got ahead of that literally about 10 years ago, and we've established a very formidable digital marketing presence. A lot of people don't know that necessarily about, you know, it, I think the perception is, you know, for the most part, we're still a radio group. And while that may be the bulk of where our revenue comes in, we're very sophisticated in, targeted display and geofencing, device ID targeting, social media lead generation, any number of different things in the digital world. And in fact, we're responsible for a lot of digital campaigns that a lot of people listening probably see and hear and interact with and don't even know
and
that
don't
it's
even
us
realize
behind it.
Because
right.
You don't.
And so imagine the change involved in trying to get an organization that's basically been a radio organization into thinking about the digital world and thinking about our traditional radio world differently. And how do we engage along with the digital opportunities that exist? How do we continue to stay even more relevant? Because remember, we want to continue to grow our existing base business too. We can spend another half hour talking just about those things. But no question, staying relevant is something that that we spend a lot of time on, and I got to think that any business in 2018 has to be focused on that because everybody's world is changing. We used to think in our business, so we have competition, and here we do the bulk of the. This sounds really bold for me to say, and I don't mean to sound that way, but we have the top four radio stations, sometimes the top five, we do the bulk of the revenue in the market, and so that. That's all good, and we're very blessed to be in that situation. But you start looking at, okay, well, who's your competition, though? Is it other radio groups in town? Or, you know, because of our size, is it the television guys or one of which we even have a partnership with? Or is it the outdoor people? Or is it the newspaper? Or is it, whoever it is? The truth is, our competition at this point, who we're held accountable to in terms of the standards, in 2018, it's Google, it's Facebook, it's Amazon. We talk about customer experience and what the consumer, the user, the listener, the advertising client, whoever it is, who are they influenced by, and what's the standard of expectation now? That's the standard of expectation. So, you know, we're in this world sometimes that we all kind of get lost. If you're a builder, was your competition, you know, another builder in town or whoever it is? Or if you're a bank, you know, who's your competition? Boy, we got to start thinking about the standards of customer experience. And to me, that's what we kind of have to be held accountable for.
Yeah. And again, you touched on just other amazing qualities of being a leader. And I think you talked about basically the word that came to my mind, and I wrote it down when you were talking, was just being innovative, just innovation and being ahead of the trend. So not following behind the trend, but like you said, you were thinking you guys were starting to move into digital 10 years ago.
Right.
And seeing it coming down the pipeline. So you got ahead of that trend so that you'd be prepared when that market transitioned.
We've always been really proud of the fact we've tried to stay ahead of trends in our business. And I think we have done a fairly decent job. I told you, as a former sports announcer, right? And I did play-by-play and color commentary for Purdue for like 11 years on their radio network. Well, Gene Katie was the head basketball coach the whole time, and he always used to talk about flying a jet. And he would talk to the team about this. You're always looking 10 miles down the road. What, you know, where's that pass going to go after you make this pass? You know, where is, you know, it's the Gretzky, don't go to where the puck is, go to where the puck's going, right? But Gene Katie would always say, no, talk, you know, think in terms of flying a jet. Think 10 miles down the road. And that's always kind of stuck in my mind. I was very influenced by that.
Well, I've just been writing down all kinds of good notes over here, Mike.
Good.
I need to polish up my leadership skills, too. I think we can all do that. And I've been taking notes and writing down some of the things that you've shared with us today. And I so appreciate you. I know how busy you are. So I appreciate you taking this half hour out of your busy day and joining me to share a little bit about what being a leader means to you. and sharing a little bit about Alpha Media and your experience. I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks for asking, Kim. You know, it's strange. It's not very often I actually get to be on our own radio station.
I know. How often are you on the radio?
Not very often.
You're in the behind the scenes, I know, but doing an awesome job, obviously. And just a great leader. So thanks so much. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our radio show today. We really value and appreciate your support as well. I hope you enjoy applying your weekly winning word leader to your week. And you know, just thinking about it, meditate on it this week and think about how it applies to your life. And remember, you may not be a general manager of an entire team, but that doesn't mean that you're not a leader. If anyone is watching you, the old saying goes, everyone's a leader. Someone's always watching. So you want to work towards being a good leader in whatever avenue you're in your situation in your life. And that's going to contribute to your success and continued success. And so, all right, so be a leader this week. And we will look forward to being with you next week. And just a little insight, we're going to be talking about contribute. That'll be our weekly winning word next week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?